Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Say hello to Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News. Of course, he was in D.C. up until 2012, where he covered the Skins for the Washington Times. Ryan, it's been a while. It's good to talk to you, man. How are you?
Oh, good, good, guys. Good to join this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. So, kind of out of the blue, as I was driving home yesterday, I heard the breaking news here on 106.7 The Fan that Stephon Diggs was on the move, getting dealt to AFC rival Houston. He's on the move. The Bills get a second-round pick in 2025 in return. I believe a fifth and sixth rounder also went to Houston as part of the deal. How long has he been agitating to get out of Buffalo, if that was the case? And did this surprise, you know, the team and the fan base and the media there in Buffalo as this happened?
Yeah, I'll start with the second part. It was a surprise. We're about a month into the league year. You figured if a Diggs-Bills divorce was going to happen, it would have happened around mid-March when those other trades are finalized. So everybody can then plot their way to replace them or really dig in on the draft for the receiver. So it was a surprise. And you know, one thing that we couldn't get an answer on yesterday, the Diggs camp asked for this trade. That part would not surprise me, or would not surprise me if the Bills said to him, hey, maybe this is a time to sort of mutually part. But the fact that they didn't get a draft pick in this month's draft, they have to wait till next year to use that second rounder. They were fine giving him away for just even what they thought was fair value.
I saw that you tweeted this out, and you can dive into it a little further for us. You wrote the Bills no longer felt the production was worth the drama. And we talked about this earlier, that if you looked at the first 6 weeks of the season, he had five games over 100 yards. After that, zero.
Yeah, and one touchdown, guys, over his last 10 games, regular season and playoffs. The correlation between Joe Brady taking over as the interim coordinator around midseason, Diggs' production went down. They started throwing him short passes, which is not in his wheelhouse. So, you know, by all accounts, it was a drama-free season after such a tumultuous offseason. But there was always something around the corner, whether it had been a tweet or a sideline explosion or a stomp out of the locker room. Mm-hmm. I think the Bills were just getting ready to get out of the Stephon Diggs business after 4 years, just like Minnesota was after 5 years.
Did his teammates enjoy him? It depended on the day.
Yeah, I think that's the key part. I mean, they voted him a captain, but they also had eight captains. I mean, That's way too many, but that's aside the point. Is he was respected in the locker room because he showed great toughness. He played every game, and then I think guys respect the talent. But this is, I think this becomes Josh Allen's locker room even more so today without Diggs and some of these other personalities no longer on the roster.
Did Josh Allen ever go to Brady when he took over and said, we're not using Diggs the right way, or did he just not feel comfortable doing that? Like, I would guess he would speak up if he didn't feel like you're utilizing Diggs the best way for the offense.
Yeah, I'm sure Josh had those conversations with Brady when they took over, since Joe was still the quarterback coach at that time. I think what they did discover is that this offense should go through Dalton Kincaid, the tight end from Utah, who was a first-round pick last year. He got more involved later in the season. Khalil Shakir got more involved. And they just, I don't know, you know, one thing that would have been asked and probably still will be is, why wasn't the Brady Diggs thing working? Was it where they're using staff? Did they feel like he couldn't win downfield anymore? They obviously felt he was a diminishing player if this is what they got for him in a trade.
Mm-hmm. So no Diggs going forward, no Gabe Davis either. He was a free agent. He lands in Jacksonville. So maybe they will have to lean a lot more on Kincaid going forward. More of James Cook out of the backfield. I know that Brady liked to use him as a weapon, not just running the ball, but receiving the ball. So I guess those guys are going to be picking up the slack with
and
no
they could
Diggs
draft one.
No, I think, Davis there.
Were they picking 28?
28. And yeah. I think that's the other takeaway from yesterday, guys. Is, you know, they'll say they haven't painted themselves into a corner by having to take a receiver at 28. Well, they kind of have. And they probably got to move up a little bit to get one of the top five or six guys. So, you know, I think a key thing for Josh Allen, we mentioned him, is I think he felt like he had to force feed Stephon Diggs 150 targets a year. Now maybe you sort of work within the confines of throwing to the guy who's actually open, and the Bills can take a step over that way.
What? So in terms of just the team in general, how do you think they did so far in free agency? I was kind of just looking at the depth chart. Didn't do a lot offensively. Obviously, adding Samuel, you would assume he's going to be a starter. Added Mac Hollins. Trubisky is your backup now. Defensively, they added some backups. How do you think, you know, how would you grade the free agency so far?
I think they've managed, you know, if I had to throw it on there, give them a solid B, because they knew that March of 24 was going to be painful last March. They went all in for the second straight year on the Super Bowl. They knew they'd have to reset their cap. They knew they'd have to cut some veterans who are still playing at a good level. They just hope to do that sort of in the aftermath of reaching the Super Bowl. But I think, to Brandon Bean's credit, the Bills GM, instead of pushing money down the line, making this year's problem next year's problem and the year after that, they said, hey, let's take over some dead money this year. The Diggs thing, $31 million, but then he's off the books. So I think this is sort of a reset year for the Bills, but at this point, I'd still put them atop the division.
We're joined by Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News. So McDermott has a outstanding regular season record. He's 73-41, but his problem...
This is going to be my next question.
He's got a Patrick Mahomes problem.
Yeah.
He just can't get past
he's
Patrick
He's lost to
Mahomes
him three times, right?
In the playoffs. Like, how long is Buffalo going to stick with a guy who's got gets work done during the regular season, but can't get over the hump in the playoffs?
But remember, they missed a field goal, which would have tied the playoff game.
Doesn't matter. All that doesn't matter.
Is this a big year for McDermott?
Well, it should be, but he's starting his new contract this year, and so he has the trust of ownership. He got the extension about last June. But what Sean McDermott has to sort of prove is he's not the coach to just get him to this point, second round of the playoffs. He can also be the guy to push them through that wall that is Kansas City. And here's the thing about the Bills. The last 2 years, they've had Cincinnati here in the second round. They've had Kansas City here in the second round. They've lost both home playoff games. This is supposed to be this great home field advantage. And this past year against the Chiefs, even if they would have made that field goal, basically the consensus in the entire city was that Mahomes would have went down and wanted the buzzer anyways.
Right. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, Cakes brings it up. McDermott's the last 5 years, 10, 13, 11, 13, and 11 wins. But I just got to think it's a big – I'm not saying he's going to get fired after this year, but, man, you're expected, especially with that franchise quarterback, to kind of get through, at least get to a Super Bowl. And he's only been to one championship game.
Didn't Josh Allen also have a big drop in that game that would have been a touchdown, like a perfect bomb?
Oh, Diggs did, and really, that's the last memory Bills fans are going to have of him.
Yeah, remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember.
Like,
that
I
now.
Mean, I get it. You haven't gotten over Mount Mahomes, but if Diggs catches the ball, it's a different story. It's like, a lot of people want to put it on Josh Allen. That's a perfect ball.
Sounds like a lot of excuse making over there. You're doing for the Bills' failures.
Well, it's just reality. Diggs dropped the bomb.
Yeah, and then you guys, we mentioned the Chiefs and Mahomes. The bigger problem for the Bills matchup-wise is Cincinnati. They have not had an answer for Joe Burrow in the regular season or playoffs. So, I think they're a good matchup for Baltimore, but you know, this conference right now is still like a four teams at the top. The Bills aren't as good as they were yesterday, but I still think they deserve to be in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the stats from last year, Ryan. With the departure of Diggs and Gabe Davis, that is 241 targets vacated. You mentioned Dalton Kincaid. Like, what sort of step do you see him taking in year two? And I'm kind of intrigued by Shakir. Like, he's a slot guy, kind of shifty, gadgety guy. He's going to have to have a bigger role in the offense going forward in 2024 as well.
Yeah, start with Kincaid. You know, 73 catches last year, only 2 touchdowns, but they used Josh Allen so much on that goal line stuff. I think you saw Kincaid develop a trust with Allen later in the season. And, you know, what he does is sort of work the middle of the field where you're playing this two deep shell that has taken over the league. Well, that's perfect for tight ends. There's always going to be pockets underneath 2 yards after the catch, but I'm glad you mentioned Shakir going into his third year. He really came on in terms of explosive catches down the stretch last year to where Josh Allen went to him more on third down than he did Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis. So, you know, they have some pieces here. You add another one in the first round of the draft, you got to think then the quarterback will make them better.
So besides the wide receiver target in the first round, you think they got to go that way? What other positions do you think they're going to be targeting in the draft?
Well, I think they should target safety after the first round. No Micah Hyde, no Jordan Poyer. I mean, right now it's Mike Edwards and Taylor Rapp. Yeah, I think you got to find somebody better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so that's the rookie there. And, I mean, I think you got to think about a pass rusher because you can't count on Von Miller anymore. Whatever he's going to give you is going to be a bonus. So you need some depth at that position outside, and you can never have enough pass rushers. So that would be my 3 main things: receiver, safety, pass rusher. And then after that, you're just drafting for depth.
What's the assumption around the rest of the division there? Is the assumption that Miami will maybe take a step back and the Jets presumably a step up? Is that kind of the idea? And who knows what New England?
Yeah, in New England, I mean, they're in a total rebuild.
Yeah.
So you sort of remove them from the equation. And then it's the Jets. Okay, Rodgers is coming back, but he's in his 40s. They're okay on defense, but you want to see it to believe it because they're the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do agree with Miami is, you know, Miami has a sort of gut its roster without winning that damn thing over the last couple of years. So they had to make room for Tua's eventual contract. So I think the Dolphins have taken a step back. I've seen the Bills over under at like 10.5. I mean, 10-7 could win this division this year.
Hmm. Ryan, I'm looking at their opponents for 2024. Some of their away games are just brutal. They have to go to Houston, Indianapolis. They have to go to Baltimore and Detroit outside of division. That's not going to be easy for them in 2024.
No, and you know, they at least get Kansas City to come here in the regular season for the first time in forever. But this was a team that did not play well on the road until the last month of the season, and they beat the Chargers and the Dolphins and the Chiefs. So, but yeah, another tough schedule when you're playing some of those first place games.
Hey, so Brandon Bean's the GM, and he came in. I think he hired McDermott, correct? Wasn't that his first year?
The other way around. McDermott got hired, and then he got hired after the 17 draft.
Gotcha. But you know, we just here in Washington, we got a new GM and Adam Peters, right? And we're kind of just banking on the fact that he's going to make good decisions based on his history. But Bean, he's got a lot of credit. He's done a hell of a job just in terms of the overall wins, right? And getting to the playoffs, what, 6 of the 7 years, or six, mm-hmm. 5 of the 6. So, yeah, how's he thought of as a GM up there in Buffalo? It's got to be pretty high.
Very highly regarded because this won't surprise you. There tends to be some dysfunction in NFL franchises mm-hmm. at the upper management level. So he has been the voice of that because they can't get their business side figured out. But, you know, let's put it this way. Brandon Bean's first ever draft pick was Josh Allen. Pretty nice way to start. And Adam Peters is in that same position with Washington coming up. So, you know, if you can hit on that guy, then it allows you to maybe gamble a little bit on some other guys because you got the starting quarterback under a rookie contract. But I think they've done a nice job here in terms of drafting replacements for free agents who have left.
Yeah.
But this is another big draft because, I mean, they're going to have a lot of guys playing on, you know, rookie minimum contracts just because of their cap situation. So they're going to have to find some gems next month.
I know you're just guessing here, but who do you think Washington will take it to?
Let's go with Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
I just think there's so much to like there. And, you know, as a young quarterback, you've got to be able to sort of solve some of your own problems by getting out of the pocket. He can do that. And then, you know, one knock I hear on him that I don't buy is he'll learn how to protect himself, because all he's got to do is get hit once in the NFL, he'll start going down.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's what we thought about quickly. Robert. But yeah. Okay. Maybe right. So.
Ryan, good catching up with you, man. We appreciate the time and the insight.
All right, take care, fellas. Thanks,
yep.
Matt.
That's Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News. Give him a follow at Ryan O'Halloran on Twitter. We'll get into EB's entertainment page when we come back. Coming up.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In roughly 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is September 4th, so keep listening. 9:45-ish, we'll give you a chance to win those tickets. But right now, it's time for EB's entertainment page, brought to you by EBMW of Fairfax.
Thank you, Cakes.
You're welcome.
He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker of BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more information at BMWFairfax.com. And when you go over there and check them out, take them for a test drive or anything, make sure you ask for my guy Mike and mention your boy.
Yeah.
I was just in the bathroom, and it was one of those emergencies. And
how many times have you been in the bathroom today?
Well, I've narrowed it down. I know what it is. I had Honey Nut Cheerios, and I did this morning.
Yeah.
It's just too much. There's something. I think I have a slight lactose intolerance.
Okay.
I had the cheese. Whenever I've had that combo, it hits me.
How much is that great tiny little container of snacks costing you every day?
No, this one, my wife bought a bunch of them.
Look at that.
She bought a bunch of them.
Very smart.
But I don't think I can. They don't mix well in my system. Mm. But anyway, there was a murderer's row in there because Roger was in there, but I couldn't turn around.
Chepe?
No, not Chepe.
Chepe's usual. What are usual suspects?
No, Denton. Roger. And then I sat down, and I mean, I had no choice. And all of a sudden, I saw sandals, and I know it's Denton. And Denton came. We literally had the 27 Yankees in there.
You and D-Day. You, yeah. D-Day, and Roger.
We did. Three of us.
This is what you guys did in the bathroom.
Where was Chepe? The Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, missing Chepe. If we had Chepe, it would have been, yeah, the Grand Slam. But I literally sat in there and I.
Yeah, you're Pooh Gehrig.
Chepe owns that second stall, by the way.
I had to go in the first
stall,
one.
He likes the middle.
That's his stall.
I was bitter. Denton took the one right next to me. I was like, you could have taken the one next to Roger. So I was literally sitting there holding my ears because I don't want to hear all the sounds. And I thought, if there is a hell, this is what it would be.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Three guys.
Every time I walk in there and I see shoes in the stall,
I know. You have to walk
right out.
Yeah, but I've seen you before. Sometimes if you have an
emergency. If desperation, that's, yeah, of course. But usually, 9 times out of 10,
This I'm closing. This
and that's the loudest emergency. Door slam in the country.
It's pretty loud.
Yeah.
It's pretty loud. You're right.
It's loud.
All right. I want to ask you real quick. It's somewhat entertainment related. Not really, but everyone's getting excited, I guess, for this eclipse that's going to happen in the Midwest. I know nobody here.
Not your pal sitting 3 feet to your left.
It's on the 9th.
Yeah,
no, it's on Monday on the 8th, right?
I couldn't 8th? Care less about it. It means nothing to me. I think it's so dumb. They're declaring states of emergency everywhere. Have you seen this?
Where?
Yes, because what? I guess they think that they're so, these governors or whoever declares state of emergencies, they're so concerned that there's going to be so much traffic and that it's going to overwhelm these states.
Because people want to see it.
I guess. What's the big
Where are
effing
the prime
deal?
Viewing states? Do you know?
Like Indiana Midwest, or something? Or Midwest. Minnesota,
Big Ten? Flyover
Big
states?
Big Ten country.
That makes sense.
But I don't...
If you live in a flyover state, like an eclipse is a big deal.
Although it's
like,
it's Midwest to Northeast. So if you're in upstate New York, you're going to get... So it kind of goes from... It's a diagonal from, let's just say, West Texas all the way to Northeast.
But even
that's where the maximum eclipse.
How often
lane
does this
is.
Eclipse happen?
I don't know. This one...
The last time it happened was 7 years ago.
7 years ago. Is that when everybody had the sunglasses and you couldn't stare into something?
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah. That was an eclipse?
Yeah.
With the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The solar eclipse? Yeah.
That was a solar. That's the same thing what this is?
This is a solar, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I'm out.
Unless
on
the
it.
Last one was a lunar.
Glasses.
I thought the last one was
some
a solar.
Some reason I remember the president going out there and like squinting.
Yeah. Well, they made fun of him because they say don't look at it.
I brought this up last week. You guys were gone. But I brought it up because I told Valdez, make sure you're not teeing it up on Monday because it's going to be 90% blocked at 3:20 right in the middle of your round. Mm. And you're going to have to wait, I don't know, 45 minutes for it to get bright again.
Really?
Get that out of here!
What a block! Yeah.
Get a glow ball.
Yeah,
you're already playing with a yellow ball.
Like I think you'll find my yellow ball. But that's interesting.
But if you're, you know, if you're on number 7 on Monday and then you, all of a sudden it looks like it's 8 o'clock at night, you're going, what? It's 3 o'clock. What's up?
I mean, I guess that's interesting.
Last eclipse I played during it.
Did you? Yeah. It just seems silly to me. Dumb.
Yeah, so.
I don't understand it. Even
people get all sized.
They're saying even in Niagara Falls, they're declaring a state of emergency ahead of it.
Yeah.
And I guess out of abundance of caution, they say that as a safeguard to health and safety of residents and visitors to protect our critical infrastructure in any scenario that might arise. They think that they're going to get over maybe 1 million visitors on the day of the eclipse.
Mm. Niagara Falls is?
Yeah.
We're just not that.
Okay.
As a group,
people get, they get
we're
cycled.
Not really we curious about things like cherry blossoms.
Or space.
Right.
I will be honest
I
with you.
I could never have less interest
I'll be
than
honest
I do
with you.
In cherry blossoms.
I'm totally
I agree.
With you.
Mr. Bickle, yeah. I'll be honest with you. It kind of interests me a little
You're
bit.
You're a weather person, though.
Yeah, I mean.
It goes into that.
It does. But I will go outside. I'm not going to get the glasses and look up to. That's stupid. But I'll go outside just to kind of
is
take it all
7
in.
7 years ago when we got all those glasses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That literally was 7 years ago. Oh, my God.
Bulletin,
like,
you're dying.
Wasn't it? Okay. Wasn't it 20? I thought it was 2017.
Yeah.
Wait, the guys came
we
in
were
here.
In, I know we were in Lanham.
Bobby sold all the glasses
oh, no,
on eBay.
We were here somewhere. We
sure
were
here
somewhere. Yeah, and somebody
I think
gave
we're
us
here.
I know. Somebody gave us plastic glasses like 2-3 years
I know,
ago.
We got a we got a whole box of them, whole shipment.
There yeah, might have yeah, been yeah. one in Lanham too. Maybe there was that was the lunar.
Well, then what's so special about it? That's what I was asking.
It's
how
not
often
that
does
special.
It happen?
You can travel
Mar said they're selling glasses at 7-Eleven now.
They are?
Yeah. You get a scratcher on your glasses.
Oh. Yeah, and they were keeping them behind the glass. So, like, you couldn't...
glasses yeah. behind glass. Look, right. I got my...
You're worried about people stealing them or something?
I think
or hoarding
so.
Them. Hoarding
I got my Nats
them.
Glasses. I'm ready.
Dude,
bring
actually,
it on.
I wish there were... I
Those
wish
look
we got
good
those
on
glasses
you.
Every
Thank
year.
Thank you.
Why? Because you flipped them, right?
Yeah, dude. We were selling them for, like, $50.
Did you actually make decent money? Like,
yeah,
actually?
Drab and I went out. We're hitting the streets. We were like drug dealers. It was like The Wire. People were
you
stopping
that,
their
like,
car. Stopping their cars. What?
You did that here?
No. Where we lived. Like, we would say, pick up locally. And so we would give them an address, and we would run out, and we would go hook them. And
you
give
realize
us...
these scams these guys are running?
Of course. They
give us anywhere between $20 and $50
Here's
for these glasses.
What happens when we don't take a bobblehead home
I
that
know.
He can then put on eBay?
I know.
Easy killer.
Sorry, I didn't mean to reveal the hustle.
Oh.
By the way, if you drive and or take a flight to a spot to see the eclipse better, you're a mega dork.
I know, I guess.
Says the guy who went to go see an owl.
Okay, that's different. Owls are more important to me and my wife than the sun passing. I don't even know how it works. The sun passing between, or the earth passing between the sun and the moon.
I think the moon, I don't even know.
Look, it's not for me,
I think
but
the moon goes between the earth and the sun.
Yeah.
You go to Renfest.
The other one, which the lunar,
guilty
the earth,
of Renfest,
the
true.
Earth goes between the moon and the sun.
Did you see the moon this morning driving in?
Yes.
It was unusually big.
I did not.
It was low,
it
too.
Was a
low moon.
Yeah.
Yep. I just had to make sure I took a huge waning
crescent.
Yep.
I had to make sure I actually took the exit to get on 295 North from MGM instead of doing a loop around National Harbor. Because if you miss that exit, that's what you do. You do a loop-de-loop until you can get back to your right spot.
Yeah.
I didn't want that to happen.
I don't pay any attention. In fact, my wife threw away I guess it's called a plant. I don't really know what it was.
A plant.
It was a kitchen, and it had a thing sticking out of it. I guess it's a plant.
sounds like a plant.
I didn't see any leaves on it.
Or maybe like a succulent.
I don't know what the hell it was.
He had a cactus.
And then she said, maybe it was. I don't know. And then she threw it away. She said, I'm throwing this away. It's dead. And I said, literally, I didn't even know we had that. How long has I been there? And she said, 4 years in my kitchen.
You are probably the most unaware person I know.
It's irrellant to me. It means nothing.
You didn't notice the moon at all today?
I did.
It was massive.
I was listening to Tisa Tales talk about P. Diddy. And
who is Tisa Tales?
I don't know. I just found her this morning. Tisa Tales. And she was talking about, now Cassie's also an informant. Apparently.
I mean, I've heard Cassie. I don't know anything about that person.
Yeah.
So I will go outside, take it in for 10 minutes, and then I won't care. But I won't get glasses. You couldn't pay me to wear glasses.
Hmm. Well, then what? But you're not supposed to look at it. So you're just not going to look directly.
We'll just do this.
No, I'm not going to look at it, but I'm just going to take it all. I'm just going to look around and notice it's dark. At 3 o'clock.
You could do that around 8 o'clock tonight or any other night.
I know, but it's a little different.
Yeah, shut your blinds.
I know that people tell you never stare directly into the sun.
Yeah.
I've done it before. My eyes didn't burn up.
Of course you
did. I saw like the sun outline in my vision for a good 5 or 10 minutes at some point, but it fades eventually.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
I wonder if my dog will act strange, because they say animals act really strange during eclipses.
I don't know. You have like just a curiosity level that I just don't have.
I know. I do.
Yeah, you're curious.
We're different. We're just different people.
Different.
in many ways.
Different interests.
Many ways.
Your nose is bigger than mine.
That's true.
I learned that today. Everyone's nose is bigger than mine, except for Drab's. Drab's the only one I got nose scoreboard on.
Yeah, Roger's got a big old honker.
I need a remeasurement.
Why? Yeah. Didn't you measure it yourself?
No, Valdez did it. He likes to shame me.
I'm not.
So he shortened
why would
me.
I shorten it? I have no reason to. I told him to go take the string, put it up, and hold it up to the mirror. So we can see.
Hey, will you, I'll believe you if you say so. Will you swear on your children that with your best measurement, Cakes' nose is bigger than my nose?
Swear on my kids, yeah.
All right, because if you look at it, it looks smaller.
I know, but it's about
it's
like how much it protrudes out, too. You got to take that in consideration.
I have one of the world's cutest noses. It's documented.
Well, his does kind of protrude out a little bit. Is that what you mean? He kind of curves up?
The curve helps my nostrils.
Yeah, man. Okay, Pinocchio.
Yeah, who crowned Cakes with this cute nose, by the way?
Me.
It was a waitress at Uno's at the Bowie Town Center.
Guys, you're getting the story wrong. I went in there bragging about my nose, and then she pointed out Chris Kiner's nose. She said CK's nose was the best of the group, and I was crestfallen. But that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that was literally 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe you remember that. 20 years ago.
Yeah, I remember a lot of dumb stuff.
I remember it, too.
If you get a compliment, you remember it. Doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, but he actually lost and it became a fight.
Get a
you're
compliment.
Right.
If you're a guy and you get like a, you know.
I was fishing for a compliment. Yes. And she said, Niet. She said, Niet. No. CK's nose is better.
Oh.
That's what she said. And I was bitter.
Niet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I miss Pizza Ronos.
It's fine.
I love that place.
Deep dish pizza. You can get that anywhere.
Not really.
All right, Kiss.
Such a negative Nelly.
Thin crust.
You're a negative
Who's
Nelly.
Who's the biggest Kiss fan here?
Pauly Flint.
Cakes.
Biggest.
No, I know Pauly, but of us. Cakes. Cakes. Cakes.
I mean, I am by default, but Pauly, I apologize, turned on your radio. I think they're overrated, personally.
Well, who was the guy we had on the show?
Paul Stanley.
We had Paul Stanley on, and he hung up on us, or we hung
up
on him?
No, we did a mystery guest thing with him, and he got frustrated with us.
He got tired.
We insulted him because we named 7 million other people before we got to him.
He grew tired of the antics.
God, can you find that? I would love to hear it again.
Just do the story.
That actually was a great bit.
That was.
He was so annoyed.
He was so bitter. What did he do?
You're doing a Kiss story on the EP? I'm psyched.
Well, because they sold their catalog, their IP, everything.
Can I guess?
I think it's a low number.
The Kiss catalog? Well,
it's their brand, their catalog, their brand. And remember, they're the ones that have everything. They have like the pinball machines.
They
and
love memorabilia and licensing.
They licensed out their thing, like lunchboxes, anything coffins, you think of.
You can get buried in the Kiss. If you're a Kiss fan, you get buried in the Kiss coffin.
Kiss motorcycle. Anything you think of, they've got a Kiss version of
it. I'll say 50 million.
The entire Kiss catalog.
You told it was lower.
Catalog,
you prefaced it by saying lower than what you'd
and
think.
IP.
The IP is a big one. $150
million. $300
million.
So you think that, I feel
that's
like it's
lot.
Worth more than that, though. Kiss. So in other words, you have everything Kiss. But it's just nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
It's a lot.
It is a lot of money.
Now, it's also a lot because Gene and Paul, they just chop it basically down the middle. The other two guys that are in the bands are just hired guns.
Yeah.
Like it's all Gene and Paul. So that's like close to $100 million each for those guys. Those guys are old too.
Are you still trying to find it? I don't know. You want to play it another time?
Shockingly, everything stinks.
All right. We can play it next segment or we play it another time. Nobody cares.
I don't really need to talk about Kiss anymore. I mean, I don't.
You don't want to rock and roll all night and party every day?
No, I do not.
All right.
Party pooper.
Alan Richson, the star of Reacher, that these guys behind the glass are both in love with.
I bet you his nose is massive.
I love that guy.
He looks like he's got a pretty good size honker.
He pummels people.
He
Reacher.
Definitely had some good love scenes in the most recent Reacher.
He actually
love scenes
says,
or
weird.
Sex scenes.
Scenes, I should say.
Right.
Love scenes.
He's making love. Is to he his with? Co-star.
Is the co-star the one of the other girls?
One of the other women on the team. Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
He says he was sexually assaulted by a famous photographer.
Ooh, that's
and
not good.
And the photographer told him he would set him up with a lucrative campaign. If he would pose for nude photos.
Was he a photographer of lacrosse games?
Did he smash
games?
His head into like a door frame like he does
said,
on Reacher?
Without giving any details, the guy sexually assaulted him. So he left. He went straight to his agent to complain.
How old was he at the time?
He must have been just coming up.
If I
don't know.
Get sexually assaulted, the last person I'm going to is our agent. You think our agent would do anything if I were
When's
sexually assaulted?
When's the last
assaulted?
Time any of the four of us actually spoke to our agent?
It's been a while.
On the phone? I've sent him an email like a month ago.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, I speak to him when he negotiates our contract. Then
oh, so
it.
It's been over a year.
Yeah.
A year
I don't
and
even
a half.
Know. I,
Probably
people ask
a year.
Me all the time. I have no idea anything.
I don't even know where he lives.
He lives in New York.
I barely
used to
remember
be a New Yorker.
Yeah. I barely remember his name.
Ross.
What is it?
Ross. I know his last name.
There you have it.
Yeah.
He's Billy.
Yeah, he's Billy. Billy.
And last but not least,
disrespectful.
Accurate though.
I
didn't say it was inaccurate.
There's another Matrix movie in the works, Cakes. That's up your alley, right? You're a Matrix
guy. I'm not a
guy.
Huge Matrix guy. I'm much more. If we're talking Keanu Reeves, much more a John Wick guy than Matrix.
It'll be. Written
I thought you were going to say Speed.
I did like the original Speed. The second Speed stunk.
That's
where
jet
on,
skis.
Like, a cruise ship.
I kind of liked it.
Speed was 2 that, cruise control?
Yeah. That on the boats and stuff?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
The original one was on the bus.
That is correct.
Right.
Sandra
was
B.
there a Speed 3?
I don't know.
I
don't think so.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
that's
a great
there might have been like a straight to video Speed 3 if I'm guessing.
Well, apparently this one's going to be written and directed by Drew Goddard, the guy who wrote Cloverfield. See, this would, like, Kevin would be in heaven.
Yeah. Cloverfield's good.
Cloverfield,
it is
World
good.
War Z, and The Martian.
Oh, World War Z is a great
those are good
movie.
And The Martian, yeah.
World War Z is not a good movie. Martian, both The Martian and World War Z, great movies.
All right. Oh, there you go. Then maybe this one will be
that
good.
That is in my opinion.
All right.
What is Matt Damon trying to produce in The Martian on Mars?
What do you mean trying to produce? He's trying to grow potatoes.
Potatoes.
So he can stay alive. Because he's on the red planet. Nothing grows there, JP. But he engineers potatoes growing on a dead planet. Good for him. Good for Matt Damon. Your triumphant Old Glory DC rugby side returns to the home pitch this Saturday as they welcome in RFC Los Angeles to the Maryland Soccerplex. Feel the adrenaline as Old Glory ups the flags and pounds the pitch, bringing heart-stopping moments and the unbeatable spirit of Major League Rugby. Just minutes from D.C., it's football without the stopping and soccer with no flopping. And tickets start at just $20. Old Glory D.C. is raising the bar, so get ready to raise your voice this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Maryland Soccerplex. Score your tickets now at oldglorydc.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Caller 10 right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener line. You're going to score two tickets to Live and Stone Temple Pilots, the Jubilee Tour, with special guest Soul Asylum Wednesday, September 4th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, so call in now to win.
Drab, I think you have to put your hypothetical out there. Drab made a statement. First of all,
he's got a good hypo.
Yeah, Valdez is killing him for having the world's smallest nose. And then... And then, he misidentified something on TV. So
Drab's having a tough day in the producer room.
So Drabby made a statement.
Drab thinks Pohick is Augusta.
Drab made a statement that actually stopped me dead in my tracks for a second.
All right.
Go ahead.
It made you think. I said, Valdez is, poking at me. And I said, I'd rather have a small nose and a small Johnson than a massive nose and a massive Johnson.
Now, think about that. And you're not allowed to go get to a nose place.
Well, what's massive?
Well, Howard Stern or Breeze.
Like an ugly schnoz.
So something just very noticeable.
Yeah, like a huge nose.
Your face looks like a gargoyle.
Well, yeah, I would agree.
So you would rather have small and small?
Yeah.
Of course, Rick.
I don't know, man.
What's the point of a massive Johnson if you have a massive nose? You don't get to see it.
It's a great conundrum. It's a great conundrum.
Now, Doesn't Howard disprove that theory, though? Because he always said...
Well, who knows? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think he's just doing shtick.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Yeah.
I think I agree with him.
You would rather have...
Because I wouldn't want someone looking at me ever to go... Mm. Like every time you walk in a room... Ooh.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather have this small... Right. And then just worry about that.
Right,
you're gonna find
nobody
someone. Someone's gonna be okay with it.
Right.
I mean, Rom got married. Yeah.
Oh, I wish Rom would measure his nose and give us his statistics.
Yeah. Well, he's point, got a little, point 0.8 inches.
He has a little nose. Though.
I'm not sure. I still can't get over the fact that he's so ugly.
I can't look at him.
I just typed up famous actors with huge noses.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So Owen Wilson comes up.
All right.
He's probably not struggling. Adrian Brody.
Yo, these guys are famous.
That's a Chris Farley doppelganger.
You can't do that.
Adrian Brody.
Famous people, that's like, it doesn't matter. It's like having money. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you can be ugly.
I mean, they're not huge noses.
A lot of women are coming up on this.
I don't look at them and go, ooh.
Who do you look at, like, their nose is obnoxious? And it's just like.
I'm trying to think.
Like, it's just so huge.
I don't know. I'd have to Google that.
Looks at Valdez. That's what he thinks.
Who at the Roger? I never noticed his nose though. In all the years, that, you know.
I know, but now that you say, you do have a big nose.
Walking with his feet splayed out like this.
Oh, he's got the worst walk. He really does.
Big old Chucks Converse. He's walking around.
Ben Stiller apparently has a big nose.
Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
All right. Does that mean Ben Stiller's holding?
Could be.
According to the study of dead guys in China.
Japan.
Oh, sorry. Japan.
Who knows?
By the way, off of the big nose, okay. let's talk about a big game, the Caps-Pens game. I don't think you realize how big the game is, according to my new favorite website, moneypuck.com.
All right, so if they win, they're at 54% to make the playoffs.
That's correct. If they win,
it's going to go up to 63%
higher. The Caps are actually facing a 29-point swing.
Wow.
Depending on tonight's game. Because if they win in regulation, their odds improve to 68.7%. If they lose to the Pens tonight, they drop below 40%. They go to 39%.
Oh.
It's also a big game for the Pens because they jump up to 23% to make the playoffs if they win, but then they plummet down to 5% if they lose.
And you're also rooting for tonight, all right, for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Let's go CBJ. Let's get work done.
They're playing the Islanders.
Rooting for them.
And the Islanders, are they just 1 point back of the
Caps? Pretty close. They're in the mix.
So it's a couple games that are huge tonight.
It's a massive game.
Mm-hmm.
Valdez wants me to look up Andrew Siciliano or whatever his name is.
Oh, Siciliano.
His ears.
Well, I know his ears. No, but you got to look at his nose too.
He got canned by NFL Network today.
Why?
Yeah.
They had a bunch of layoffs. Whacked, I guess, just cutting.
Oh, I feel bad.
Siciliano.
Oh, I like him.
Melissa Stark.
He actually was really talented.
Yeah,
they couldn't fit his junk on the screen.
Melissa Stark, too?
Didn't work in the shot.
Melissa Stark. The guy's last name's Palmer. Can't remember his first name.
Carson.
Definitely not Carson.
Jesse.
Or Jesse.
I think I know who you're talking about.
You don't remember Jesse Palmer. Jesse Palmer's.
The P thing.
Yeah, what's it called? What was the name of his app?
Runpee.com.
Right. That's when you could go. He would tell you what part of the movie it was safe to go run pee.
Yeah. It's a good app.
Was it related to movies or just the best bathrooms?
No, I think it was when in the movie.
When in the movie it's okay
when
to go run.
When filler, when you can go in and
really
take care of business.
Somewhat brilliant.
It's pretty smart if you think about it. It's way ahead of the curve.
Yeah. I don't think it really did very well, but it was a great concept.
Yeah, I don't have it on my phone.
One of those, I know that. Sort of like on
I
paper.
Did see a high-end comp for Drake May, Carson Palmer.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Like that. All right, we got to get out of here. We will see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next. Here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.